Imagine a pond on a calm day.
When you toss a pebble into it, the water responds perfectly before returning to stillness.
This mind-like water state is what Getting Things Done GTD aims to achieve in your mental landscape, a state of clarity where you respond to life's demands with appropriate energy and focus.
In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with inputs, emails, texts, calls, notifications, all creating what David Allen calls open loops in our minds.
These unresolved commitments drain our mental energy.
The human brain wasn't designed to hold dozens of incomplete tasks simultaneously.
When we try to keep track of everything in our heads, we experience cognitive load, manifesting as stress and decreased performance.
The fundamental premise is deceptively simple. Get everything out of your head and into a trusted system. By externalizing commitments, you free up mental bandwidth for focused attention.
Think of it as upgrading your mental operating system. You're not changing what you do, but how you do it.
Unlike traditional time management systems focused on prioritizing tasks, GTD recognizes that priorities shift constantly.
Instead, it creates a system allowing intuitive decisions about what to work on based on context, time available, energy level, and priorities.
The beauty isn't just increased productivity. It's the calm control that comes with knowing nothing is falling through the cracks.
When your system handles the remembering, your mind is free to focus on doing.
GTD's core consists of 5 steps: capture, clarify, organize, reflect, and engage. It starts with capturing everything that has your attention into external buckets. This means collecting every thought, task, or idea, from fixing the garage door to new project concepts, without judgment. Many avoid comprehensive capturing because seeing all commitments can be overwhelming, but this avoidance only creates anxiety. True clarity comes from bringing everything into view. The clarify step transforms vague items into actionable tasks. For each item, ask, "Is this actionable?" Non-actionable items get trashed, incubated for later, or filed as reference. Actionable items require identifying the specific next physical action needed. Organization follows naturally. Calendar items go on your calendar. Next actions go on context-based lists, at computer, calls, and pending responses go on a waiting for list. Regular system review, especially through the weekly review, keeps everything current. The engage step involves choosing what to do based on context, time, energy, and priorities. This workflow creates distributed cognition, extending your thinking process through external systems.
The next action is GTD's most powerful concept, the specific physical activity that moves something forward. Instead of vague items like mom's birthday, you define concrete actions. Call sister about gift ideas for mom. This precision eliminates decision paralysis and procrastination. When tasks are ambiguous, your brain must first determine what needs to be done, creating resistance. A clearly defined next action removes this barrier. The 2-minute rule states, if an action takes less than 2 minutes, do it immediately rather than tracking it. This prevents small tasks from accumulating and builds momentum. For multi-step outcomes, GTD uses projects, anything requiring more than 1 action. Maintaining a projects list with defined next actions keeps all commitments moving forward, whether personal or professional. Next action thinking becomes a mental habit that enhances clarity in meetings, conversations, and planning. When someone says, "We need to improve customer satisfaction," you automatically ask, "What's the very next action?" This transforms vague intentions into concrete progress.
The weekly review is GTD's secret weapon, a regular 1 to 2 hour practice that keeps your system current and clear. Without this critical habit, even the best organized system will eventually fail. The process follows 3 steps: get clear, process inboxes, get current, review calendar, projects, and actions, and get creative, consider new possibilities. It provides a vital reset to step back and see the bigger picture. Practitioners report a profound sense of calm from their weekly review, knowing all commitments are accounted for. Though often skipped when busy, this practice becomes most essential during complex, high-pressure periods. Make this habit sustainable by making it enjoyable. Choose a pleasant setting, pair it with a treat, or use it as a weekend transition ritual. Transform it from a chore into a cherished practice.
GTD reveals that our brains naturally know how to plan effectively through a five-phase process. Consider how you'd plan dinner out. You'd automatically think about why you want to go, purpose. Imagine a great evening, outcome. Consider restaurant options. Organize choices by preference, and take action like making a reservation. While this natural process works well for simple tasks, it often fails with complex projects. Instead, we resort to unnatural planning, creating to-do lists without clear purpose, or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. The solution is deliberately applying the natural planning model's five phases to all projects, defining purpose, envisioning outcomes, brainstorming options, organizing components, and determining next actions. This approach aligns with your brain's natural thinking process, enabling both creative thinking and practical execution. It works for projects of any scale, from vacation planning to product launches, provided you consciously follow all phases rather than skipping steps.
GTD uses six horizons of focus to align daily tasks with life purpose. Horizon 1, current actions, tasks you're doing now. Horizon 2, current projects, short-term outcomes needing multiple actions. Horizon 3, areas of responsibility, ongoing domains, health, finances, relationships. Horizon 4, goals and objectives, 1 to 2 year achievements. Horizon 5, vision, 3 to 5 year life picture. Horizon 6, purpose and principles, core values and purpose. These horizons influence each other. Purpose shapes vision, which drives goals, determines focus areas, creates projects, and generates actions. This integration ensures daily tasks support larger aspirations. Review frequencies vary by horizon: daily for actions, weekly for projects, monthly for areas, quarterly for goals, annually for vision, and during life changes for purpose. This framework helps prioritize tasks based on their alignment with higher goals, preventing unfocused busy work.
While primarily seen as a productivity system, GTD's impact extends beyond efficiency to create meaningful alignment between actions and values. By establishing trusted systems for capturing and organizing commitments, GTD eliminates mental burden, freeing energy for focused work and creativity. Practitioners report improved well-being and better work-life balance. The system enhances decision-making through clear commitment tracking, helping prioritize time and energy among competing demands. By efficiently handling life's operational aspects, GTD creates space for relationships, creative pursuits, and meaningful causes. In organizations, GTD improves team communication and collaboration, making meetings more focused and work environments more purposeful. Most importantly, it enables presence, the ability to fully engage with current tasks without the distraction of uncaptured commitments.